Hi, my name is Zakarin, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to create the happiness, joy, wealth, and abundance that you desire, and how to be the unlimited master of creation that you truly are to make all your dreams come true. And of course, you'll find tons more self-empowering goodies on my website at zakarin.com. You'll find tons more videos on my YouTube channel, as well as podcasts on my The Master Keys of Creation podcast by Zakarin to help you easily and create and attract the health, wealth, and abundance and freedom that you desire. So here we go. You don't need to be a vampire to live forever, because you're already immortal. AKA, why are we so fascinated by vampires? So I've been into vampires since, you know, I first saw Bela Lugosi as Dracula on Creature Features, which was, they always played horror movies on Saturday night. Friday night was sci-fi flicks, and Saturday was Creature Features. And I first saw Bela Lugosi as Dracula, and then Frank Langella's absolute tour de force rendition of Dracula, and then the classic vampire movie, The Hunger, with Catherine Deneuve and David Bowie, with the absolute ultimate vampire soundtrack from the premier goth band Bauhaus, the title song Bela Lugosi is Dead. And since, you know, the very first Nosferatu movie made in the 1930s, there's just been countless of vampire movies and TV series, including the most awesome Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and of course, Angel, awesome vampire series. If you haven't ever seen that, freaking watch it. So, you know, why are we so fascinated by vampires? I mean, you know, there are four reasons: power, freedom, romance, and immortality. First of all, vampires do whatever the fuck they want. An answer to no one. So we are fascinated by and very envious of their guilt-free freedom and power to do whatever the heck they want and have lots of fun. Because deep down, we all know that we have the same level of freedom and power. Then there's the romance. We're all hopeless romantics, let's face it. And Dracula and most all vampire movies have been very much about romance, because, you know, Dracula was always a romantic, and he voraciously consumed his lover and then graciously turned his heavenly goddess into, or his devilish goddess into a vampire so that they could be lovers forever and ever. And even though there was no typically sex in vampire movies, biting someone on the neck and consuming them was always extremely sensual and very sexual. And the notion of being with the same lover for eternity was, of course, very Mills and Boone's romantic. The only drawback that Dracula didn't quite figure on that is the fact that eternity is a very long time, and you may not want to be with the same person forever. Nevertheless, we're especially fascinated with immortality. And the reason is we all inherently know that within that we are all totally immortal and infinite, and we don't have to follow rules to, like, earn that immortality or worship gods or worship sons of gods and follow commandments, etc., etc., to deserve this immortality. It's just how we truly are. And unlike vampires, we don't have to kill people to get it, because we already have it. Immortality is just who and what we all truly are. And we are fascinated with the vampires' freedom and defiance of puritanical repression and sensual and sexual repression of sensual and sexual pleasure, and, you know, the imposition of moral rules that humans try to live by, and to deserve to receive immortality from a judging and controlling God. But, you know, the vampires just say fuck you to religions and that controlling, judgmental God based, you know, that religious based morality and that judging God. And we love that because just like vampires, we have the complete freedom to make our own decisions and live as we please without any so-called judgment and with joy in our hearts. We've had a similar fascination with the devil and hell and evil because evil forces seem to have the freedom that we all desire to do whatever the fuck they want, something that we are all quite fascinated with because just like immortality, freedom is our actual natural state of being because we all have the freedom and the power to create whatever we want and nothing and no one can stop us. Not even this supposed external judgmental God that supposedly has control over us, because there is no such thing as assertion. There is only a law of attraction. And our fascination with freedom proves that there is no such thing as an interventionist God, just like Nick Cave understands and sung about in his song, Into My Arms. And we love the vampire's insatiable sexual appetite because we all know deep down that we're all horn dogs and we all just want to fuck like rabbits and there's nothing wrong with sex and there's nothing wrong with sensuality and there's nothing wrong with joy and pleasure and having fun. There is instead everything right about it. And we all know that we are desire creatures and very sexual creatures. And everyone wants, like I said, fuck like porn stars. But most people have had sexual shame and guilt drilled into their heads by religions and family and society. And what we all really want is the freedom and the joy to be the sensual and sexual beings that we all truly are, that are not burdened by self-deprecating guilt and shame, which is not our natural state of being at all. Our natural state of being is joy and love, not guilt and shame. Because we all know deep down that there is nothing wrong with sex and lovemaking, and there is especially nothing wrong with enjoying sex and nothing wrong at all with enjoying pleasure of any kind and having fun and being happy, and as if suffering is somehow more divine, which of course is 100% pure insanity. Contrary to what religions have taught, there is absolutely nothing wrong with sex and joy and pleasure, especially when you understand the divine truth that anytime we are happy and experiencing any kind of pleasure, including sex, we are, in those moments, closer to God, so to speak, than at any other time. Which, of course, is why we say, oh God, oh God, oh God, when we're orgasming. In those moments of ecstasy and delight, we are more connected to Source, because Source is always happy and is always focused upon our pleasure and joy, and is always focused on joy in general, not upon suffering and guilt and shame. Anything negative and unwanted and limited in nature, especially doubt, shame, guilt, and other similarly deprecating and judgmental thoughts, are as far away from Source as you can possibly get, because Source never thinks in negative or limited or judgmental ways. Source only and ever sees our magnificence and sees our natural state of pure joy, love, well-being, ecstasy, and infinite abundance. So in a sense, everything limited and judgmental and self-deprecating and deprecating in general in nature, including the repression, denial, and judgment of pleasure and sexuality, is pure evil, so to speak, because it is completely contrary to how God, Source, is and how Source really thinks. The real truth of the matter is God, Source, is a horny devil just like us because we are God, Source. And you can fuck a cantaloupe or anything or anyone else that you like for that matter, and Source is right there with you, cheering you on, as long as you're having fun and not judging yourself, and just as long as you're not feeling guilty and shameful about it. Otherwise, the devil will get you instead by the short and curlies, so to speak. The other immortality factor is the possibility of being able to live as long as we want in one body. Of course, vampires are winning in that regard. But unlike the vamps, you don't have to stay out of the sun and drink blood to live an extremely long time. We essentially have the freedom and the ability and the power to live as long as we like. Just as long as you are centered in joy, not limitation. There are many books speaking about people living hundreds, even thousands of years, like Methuselah and the Bible and the book and audio recordings of the Masters of the Far East, who lived hundreds, perhaps even thousands of years. And if you know anything about the subterranean cities and the Agartha network, well, there are people that have been underground since the fall of Lemuria and Atlantis, that they lived thousands, perhaps tens of thousands of years in the same body. And if they can do it, then why can't we? Especially since our cells completely replace themselves every 7 years. So there is no scientific reason anyone has to really age and die, especially at, you know, a mere 100 years or less, which is absolutely nothing. 200 years ago, an old person was 50 years old. I mean, you were lucky if you lasted 50 years, and people were lucky to live 70 years. Now the 70s is the old 50s, and for someone to live to 100 was a big, huge deal. Well, now it's no big deal. The average age in Japan is 80 plus. The only reason people age and get diseases and decay and die is because of limited, judgmental, lack-oriented, self-deprecating thoughts about themselves and about other people. But regardless of how long we have the ability or not to live as long as we like in one body or not, who we truly are as Source, our spirit, our soul, or for the Trekkers, our Katra, is 100% eternal. And that eternal nature is not in question and does not have to be earned or learned or deserved. It just is and always has been and always will be. It is not something that is given to the just and deserving who followed rules or worshipped gods or worshipped sons of gods from some sort of externally perceived judgmental God, as if we are somehow separate from God, which we are not, because the real God's honest truth, pun intended, is, drum roll please, we are God. We are God's source. Everyone is God's source. Nothing is separate from source. Nothing, 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 nothing. Everyone and everything is source. Every creature is source. Every rock is source. Every vampire is source. Every zombie is source. Every politician is source. Kind of the same thing. Every terrorist is source. Again, kind of the same thing. Every rapist is source. Every murderer is source. Nothing and no one is separate from source. We are all source expressing itself, ourselves, in countless ways, in countless forms. And Source never ever judges any part of itself, which would be completely illogical and stupid. That would be as illogical as you judging your finger. Source is 100% unconditional in nature. Source loves everyone and everything 100% equally and 100% unconditionally. And nothing anyone does is ever judged as wrong or bad or sinful, etc. And there is no such thing as an evil force that is somehow separate from Source, separate from God, or that is rebelling against God. Humans only came up with the idea of demons and the devil and hell, etc., because they felt unworthy and felt separate and even abandoned by God when they thought in limited and negative and judgmental ways. which separates you from God, from God's source, because God's source does not think in negative and judgmental ways. And so they dreamt up the idea of judgment and the punishment and this supposedly judgmental God, and dreamt up a set of rules that they were supposed to follow to appease this judgmental God. And they came up with the idea of a rebellious evil force, because the idea of a judgmental God seems limiting to our freedom. And because freedom is our natural state of being, and we are all eternal, immortal, infinite, all-powerful creators, deep down we all knew that this idea of a judgmental God was complete and utter bullshit, wrong, and ultimately a complete lie. And so we imagined devils and demons and vampires who all said, fuck you, to this judgmental God, because we all want to say fuck you to a controlling judgmental God that doesn't actually even exist. And killing other humans in general, one of humanity's favorite penchants and pastimes in wars and for other seemingly supposed logical reasons, and our beloved vampires killing humans to stay alive, well, is the ultimate fuck you to God, isn't it? Because let's face it, everyone would certainly agree that if sin actually existed, and it does not, because there's no such thing as a judging God, but if there was a judging God, then murder would definitely be a number one top worst sins in the book, regardless if it is a commandment, if it is commandment number one or not. But luckily, you don't have to become a vampire or suck up to a judgy god to become immortal or sell your soul to the devil or get in cahoots with a demon because, you know, you are already immortal. You don't have to do anything to earn it or deserve it. And you don't have to prove anything to receive freedom or heaven or eternal life. And you don't have to fight for your freedom or fight against anyone that is supposedly trying to, you know, take your freedom from you and assert their evil will upon you against your will, because there is no such thing as assertion. There is only attraction. There is only attraction. There is only attraction. This is an attraction-based universe. This is an inclusion-based universe. It is not an exclusion-based universe. And 100,000% of every experience is 100,000% attracted by our thoughts. That's how powerful we all are and how unconditional the universe is, because Source, God, the universe, etc., will always unconditionally give everyone more of whatever they are thinking about, whether they want it or not. Whew! So, if you've got gods or police or parents or religious people or lovers or friends or bosses telling you how to live or how not to live, well, you have no one to blame but yourself for attracting them. And if you want to have a joyful, abundant, and fulfilling life and free life, then learn how to think in positive ways and don't feel guilty or shameful about anything you do or anything you desire, and God, Source, all that is, will be right there with you, cheering you on. And give up the resistant fight for freedom and trying to follow subjective, prejudiced societal rules to keep other people happy. And instead, do the only thing that you can actually ever really do, which is make yourself happy. Because the only reason you want anything is because you believe it will make you happy. And your own happiness is the only thing that you have any creative control over. You do not have any control over anyone else, because there is no such thing as assertion. There is only attraction. You can't even assert goodness upon anyone. The only thing that you ever have any control over is your own thoughts and therefore your own feelings. And those feelings are a gauge of what you're thinking. you're thinking good thoughts, you're going to feel good. If you're thinking bad thoughts, you're going to feel bad. Because you create your own reality with those thoughts and attract every experience to you with those thoughts. And no one else can create for you. Because no one else can vibrate for you. No one else can think for you. And you cannot create for anyone else because you cannot think and feel or vibrate for anyone else. So, masters of creation, you truly are. Immortal source being that you truly are. Go now and be the infinitely empowered, immortal master of creation that you truly are and create for yourself an absolutely magically abundant and joyful life. And sink your fangs into some sexy necks. So, I hope you enjoyed my podcast. You don't need to be a vampire to live forever. Because you are already an immortal god. And it has helped you remember your divinity and your immortality and your infinite power to create whatever you want and live an absolutely joyful, loving, and fulfilling life without having to be a vampire and live as long as you want. All right. Now, I hope you enjoyed this outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening Master Keys of Creation. If you got something from it, please comment, share it with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings, subscribe to my YouTube channel. And of course, subscribe to my podcast, The Master Keys of Creation, available on Buzzsprout and all other podcast sites. And come visit me at ZeKyron.com for tons more self-empowering videos, books, products, coaching, support, and guidance to help you powerfully and easily create and have the happiness, health, wealth, and abundance and freedom that you desire. And of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!